The U.S. and three European countries have come up with a draft resolution both praising and criticizing Iran's nuclear policies. The U.S., Britain, Germany, and France reached the compromise language after 2 days of negotiations in Vienna. The U.S. had initially demanded tougher language. The resolution will now be submitted to the International Atomic Energy Agency for a vote. NPR's Vicky O'Hara reports.
This week's meeting of the IAEA Board of Governors is devoted to nuclear activities by both Iran and Libya. In a dramatic turnabout from past behavior, both countries have been cooperating in recent months with international nuclear inspectors. Diplomats in Vienna and officials in Washington give Libya high marks for its performance. But the United States is deeply suspicious of Iran, which it believes is pursuing nuclear weapons under a cloak of civilian nuclear activities. State Department's spokesman Richard Boucher.
We think it's clear that Iran has not made any decision, any strategic decision, to abandon a nuclear weapons effort.
Boucher told reporters today that IAEA reports on Iran over the last year are disturbing.
These show grudging, partial Iranian cooperation only when confronted by the International Atomic Energy Agency with compelling evidence of an undeclared program.
Last fall, under pressure from the United States and European nations, Iran provided the IAEA with what was expected to be a full accounting of its nuclear activities. But new information made available in the weeks leading up to the IAEA board meeting shows that the report was less than complete. Nonetheless, Iranian officials deny that Tehran has violated its commitments. Pirouz Hosseini, Iran's ambassador to the IAEA, spoke to reporters in Vienna.
We are trying our best to provide every information that is available to us. This is what we are doing at the time being, and we will continue to do so.
Some conservative Iranian politicians charge that the IAEA is being manipulated by the United States for political purposes. And last week, Iranian officials called for the agency to drop Iran from its agenda. But Mohammad Al-Baradei, director general of the IAEA, says that is unlikely until Tehran has satisfied all of his agency's concerns.
The issue will be removed from the agenda when we are done with all the issues that are still outstanding. That depends very much on the kind of cooperation we hopefully will continue to receive from Iran.
As the Board of Governors opened its meeting yesterday, Al-Baradei said he was seriously concerned about the omissions in Iran's nuclear declaration, and he called for full transparency from Tehran in the coming months. In Washington, State Department spokesman Boucher said the Board of Governors should adopt a strong resolution that says clearly that Iran has not yet fully addressed the concerns about its nuclear activities.
We need to send a strong signal to Tehran that it cannot refuse to cooperate with the International Atomic Energy Agency with impunity.
But the United States is not seeking a resolution that finds Iran in noncompliance. Normally, when the IAEA finds a government in noncompliance, it refers the issue to the UN Security Council for action. Diplomats in Vienna say the majority of nations on the Board of Governors would not support such a harsh approach because the omissions in Iran's nuclear declaration, they say, were not serious enough to warrant it. The diplomats, who ask not to be identified, say that the United States and Europeans have compromised on language that's designed to encourage Iran to continue to work with international nuclear inspectors while holding out the possibility of action against Tehran in the future if it falls short. Vicky O'Hara, NPR News, Washington.